Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, welcome. If you're new around here, this is Loose Lips, and this is our extra lippy where we get into all your juicy dilemmas, and basically you just send us messages and we do our very best to help you out. And by we, I mean me, Robin Richford, and
me, Sophie Brown.
Did you like my little drum roll?
Loved it.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. But yeah, we love these episodes. We give you our advice, sometimes unsolicited, but I'd like to think that we've done enough of these now to kind of, you know, we've got like a bank of advice now, I think. Any problems, hit us up.
I was going to say we're going to start charge, but no, we're not, because actually, this is actually therapy for us as well. This is what Loose Lips is all about. We're basically bringing you the conversations that hopefully you're having over a glass of wine with your friends. And if you're not, that's why we're here. We're bringing it to you so that you can have a glass of wine and have a little listen along and hopefully a laugh along the way. But also talking about those things that we actually talk about in our late 20s and early 30s and not just what, you know, people think we talk about, which is like, I was going to say the Kardashians, but we do talk about them every now and then.
We do. Yeah, exactly. I feel like the topics we talk about, we get into like a genuine, not even a debate, but like we really do break them down. Like we spend, you know, a while chatting it out. Like there's things that I end up thinking at the end that are not how I enter a conversation, but I think that's what's good about it.
That's what it's for, Soph. Should we get into today's?
Yes, we can. So we've had a listener question sent in. This is from Joe. London living prices are getting me down. Where should I move if I want to save some money on rent but still have a nice city to explore?
Oh, Joe, buckle up. I am your gal. This is amazing.
I mean, both of us, we're both going to be biased here because we've both got big city recommendations, I feel like.
Yes, we do. Right, so here's my thing, right? Here's my thing, Joe. On a serious note, I do understand, right, that London living prices are absolutely astronomical in a lot of ways, right? However, what I would say about London is that you need to consider the fact that being in London as a space and just wandering around it, not spending any money, just wandering around it, can actually give you so much that maybe some other cities can't give you. And what I mean by that is I moved from London to Glasgow, and obviously I'm down to London all the time for work. But in terms of my actual base, I moved it to Glasgow for work. I didn't really think about the fact that not all cities are like London. Like Glasgow, you can go out and have that same feel on a Saturday, but you won't get it on a Tuesday afternoon. And that is something you should really consider, I think.
Very true, because I would say I'm obviously Manchester based, have been for almost 7 years. I love it. But even Manchester, I mean, it is a vibe most of the time. You know, you can go out in the week, and especially people like after work drinks and stuff, like it is there. But you compare that to London, it's not the same. Like when I go down there and I might go to like a midweek conference or like a meeting down there, and it'll be a Wednesday night and everybody's out on the street, you know, having it. And it's a proper vibe. Like it's not the same. I would say that. I've been very tempted by London. I do think there'll be a time where I do live there. I don't think I've like outgrown kind of that yet, but I've always said that it kind of has to align. It all has to make sense and have to be, you know, earning the money and things like that. But I do love Manchester. I think that it depends how long you've been in London, I guess, Joe. Like maybe you are done with it now. Maybe the money doesn't outweigh the experience where you're at now. And if that's the case, then maybe it's time for a new city. But Robin's right. I feel like London is a different thing completely. Like
it's a different beast. Like, and I know I champion London because obviously I feel like in a way I almost grew up there because I became an adult there. So I went down when I was 17 and I had like those really important years, like they were in London, and I still probably will move back to London. I imagine that's kind of what I see for me. Like I don't feel like this in Scotland will be a forever thing. Obviously it's an amazing opportunity right now, so for me right now this is a great place to be, but in terms of London as a home, I do think that what I underestimated moving away from it was like me just going for, say, literally a picnic on Clapham Common, and by picnic I mean a Tesco meal deal that costs a fiver, you know, sitting there with my friends. I could sit there all day, and the weather is so much better because it's in the south. And so I do think there is little things, I mean financially, that you kind of underestimate. So for instance, like up here I feel like to socialize I actually have to pay a bit more because I need to do something, because wherever you go doesn't necessarily have a vibe, so I have to actively go somewhere to find that vibe,
pursue the vibe.
So then I have to pay, right? So I have to pay to be in the nicer parts or the nicer restaurants or the nicer, whereas what I found is I could have got a coffee and felt as if I was doing something with my day.
But I
don't feel like that here. So like I don't feel like I can just grab a coffee and it feel like, oh, I've done something with my day, because there's not enough people around.
I mean that's very true. Like London, I mean I don't live in London, I like will go down there quite a lot for work and things, but I do really like, I know what you mean, like you can literally sort of like walk around a place and get a coffee, and like that's like a thing to do, like, you know. And you can do that in Manchester, but it's not as big, like it's not quite the same. Like you can kind of pick an area in London and just go and take yourself for a lunch and then have a wander and this, that, the other. Like it's an experience. Like maybe though I am more of a tourist, like I don't live there, so I do have a different perspective, but I do think that it is different.
Yeah, I mean I lived there for like 10 years, so I feel like I've got a good grasp on it. However, there's something I will say about London is it can be a very lonely and very, very, very difficult city if you're broke. Like it's so hard, because like I say, on one hand you can go for a coffee and it feels like you've done something with your day. On the other hand, if you don't even have the money to kind of like get the train into town and, you know, have that one coffee, then it can be so tough. Like it just can, because the rent, everything, most of your income's taken up on rent and bills and things like that, then it can be really, really tough. Like I know when I first graduated, like I was just like, I can't do this. Like I was honestly like, I actually can't do it. Like it's horrific. Like, and then if you're at that point, then I definitely think exploring a new city would definitely be worth it. So let's talk about new cities.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think Manchester's a really happy medium. From what I can see, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of people and a lot of them see Manchester as kind of like that option that's not London to come to and like live an amazing life, still have that kind of link to London, pay a little bit less and have like in my industry, like a lot of what I do is like social media and stuff now. I mean, there's loads of people that live in London that do that, Manchester, that do that kind of thing. Like yeah. There's a big community now. And like Manchester, I feel like, it's so like with all the restaurants and things like that, like we're getting so many restaurants that are in London, like Sexy Fish just opened. I went there at the weekend. Like we're getting so many concepts that kind of started in London and they're coming up to Manchester. And it's like, it's so amazing to see. The only thing is with that is a lot of these places are on the higher end of like the price scale. So it is difficult for those that can't access that. And that's a little bit frustrating. However, from like a city versus city perspective, we're now kind of getting more stuff, you know, that London has. But, you know, I can walk across the city in 25 minutes. Like I can go see my friends super quickly. I can jump on the tram and get somewhere, you know, I can go to Salford or I can go to Media City or like everything's so easy.
Yeah, that's such a good point as well, actually, in terms of like even money, because you can get places much quicker, which means you can actually earn more money because you can actually fit more into a day.
Yeah.
That's what I would say is a huge, huge bonus about a smaller city. I love Glasgow as a city. You know, for me, I have seen such a huge change in it since I left to coming back now. And again, like you say, so if there's like quirky little bars and there's like restaurants that would never have been in Glasgow before that are now kind of popping up here and there. And Edinburgh as well is a really cool city. I think Edinburgh is a brilliant city to live in. Right. But I would say that in terms of cost, it's actually probably not loads different to London. It'll be cheaper, but because it's the capital still, renting and things like that is still quite expensive there. But I mean, do your research, right, in terms of different cities. But I would say be cautious, because when I moved to Glasgow, I naively thought that the rent would be much cheaper, and it's not.
This is the other thing, like not everything's getting on the level now. Like Manchester, you know, like, you know, I mean, I go on a night out and I'm spending a lot of money, like drinks and things like that are comparable to London. Like it's not that much cheaper anymore. This is the only thing. But you can obviously do it on more of a budget. I think that's the thing. I think London is kind of like pricier overall, kind of wherever you are. But then Manchester, you can pick areas where, and you also, you know, it depends on the type of thing that you like to do. And you have areas of town which you can go to, which will be a little bit cheaper and things like that. Obviously that's the same anywhere, but like it is a bit scary though, because it is becoming more,
especially
with these restaurants that are like similar, like they're charging very similar prices and you think, woof.
Oh yeah. Like you'll still pay £12 a cocktail in Glasgow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's not like, you know, years ago, I remember when I first moved to London, gosh, when I went down, it was like £20 for a single vodka. And I was like, what? Because I didn't know where to go out and we're all out in Mayfair and all of that. And then I'd cut the stark difference was like £1 to drink in Glasgow. So you used to get pound vodkas. They've stopped it now because of the binge drinking and whatnot. You're not allowed to promote like cheap alcohol now and stuff like that. But that was the stark difference. Whereas like now it's really not as different. Like, I actually think in terms of, well, everyone's calling it cost of living crisis. In terms of that, I do think that it is across the UK. You will have seen an increase, but don't get me wrong, it will be cheaper, because I think what you say, Soph, about everything being closer is such a big point, actually. Because for instance, say you go on a night out, especially if you're in a city that is much smaller, you can walk home, you're not paying £25 in a cab there and back, so things like that are definitely cheaper.
I think, like, as well, I always think, because I always think, gosh, I'm spending a lot of money on this flat, but if I pick this up and put it in London, it would be drastically more. Like these, you know, obviously it depends what you're looking for, but if you're looking for a building that's got amenities, like some of these buildings in Manchester do, yes, they're not the cheapest. However, if you break it down and compare it, you know, I don't know what you're paying Joe in London, but honestly, you could probably get something pretty elite in Manchester for the same price that you pay. But I would still like say I'm paying quite a lot. Like if I tell some of my friends what I spend, they're like, oh my gosh, that's loads. But then other people are like, this is the thing, it's comparing, isn't it? Like, I guess if you're used to London prices, it probably would feel.
Yeah. Well, like what I remember when we moved, we were renting in Wimbledon. So that's kind of outside London a little bit, but it's, well, it's still London. But I mean, as it's outside the city centre, it's probably about 20 minutes into Waterloo. So what's really interesting is then when I moved to Glasgow, I wanted to live in the West End, which is like right in town. But again, because everything's so much smaller. So we would be paying the same rent. So I would be paying the same rent for Wimbledon as I was for the West End of Glasgow, right? It was literally the same budget. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it's the same as London. But then, like you say, Soph, actually, if I move 20 minutes outside of Glasgow, then it would be much cheaper. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it's not like for like comparison.
Yes, that's so true. Like you could, I mean, if you wanted to move to Manchester, you could actually put yourself on the tram, like a little bit further out where you're actually probably only a 15 minute tram away from the centre, and it would cost you a lot less. I just personally don't want to do that, but you could do that and it wouldn't be that. I mean, you do have some expensive towns like Didsbury and things like that are still quite a lot of money that are, you know, on the outskirts. But yeah, you can, I mean, you can be quite creative with it, but you're right. Like London is a much bigger area. So you're still central when you're half an hour away.
Yeah.
So it's still.
Yeah. And if you're used to traveling, Joe, which I know I definitely was, like I was used to traveling an hour to my work.
Yeah.
Standard, totally normal, you know? So if you're used to doing that, then you absolutely could put your commute down to 20 minutes and save a lot of money. So yeah, I think Manchester, from what I can see, just as a tourist and my friends being there over the years, would be a real happy medium. Yeah. I love Glasgow, but obviously if you're, you're scared of coming this far north, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally, totally get it. Do you know a city that I really could live in? Liverpool. I think Liverpool is such a cool city.
Interesting. I think I just love Manchester now. Like I think the only one I would live in would be London, or I'd go back to Cheltenham. Yeah, like I don't think that I would do like Liverpool just because I'm so used to things here. But like I said, I just need to go there more. I think I've not really explored it properly.
I really like Liverpool. I think it's so up and coming and like down by the docks and everything. And yeah, it's really cool. The shopping there is amazing. And yeah, they seem to have like really cool like little cocktail bars and things like that.
Yeah,
really cool city. And again, really small in the sense of like you can walk around everywhere pretty much.
Yeah.
And Glasgow's the same. They're very similar cities, actually, I would say. They are very similar. They're kind of like quite similar people, kind of culture and vibes and stuff like that. Yeah, it's nice. But I love Glasgow. My main thing about the north is, I don't know if you are Northern Joe, but if you are, is the weather. I struggle a little bit with the weather.
Yeah.
And that sounds so ridiculous. But when you're kind of got used to having like, say, 3 or 4 months of summer weather, I have struggled a little bit not having that.
Yeah.
I would consider that when you are thinking about kind of like other cities to explore. But go for it. If it's in your mind, go for it. But if it depends where you're at, right? So if you're a bit fed up of London, then I would say, yeah, absolutely go for it, explore somewhere different. But if it's just that you absolutely love London, but it's just the prices are getting you down a little bit, I would really make sure that you do your research, because you might actually be quite surprised that it's not that different. It is in a lot of ways, but it's not in others. Do you know, I actually said to my partner, I think the main thing or the main reason you don't spend as much when you're outside of London is because there's just not as much going on.
It's very true. Like it is, I think it is dependable on how much,
true. I said because people here, as a general rule, generalizing massively, but as a general rule, people go out at the weekends. They don't really go out Monday to Friday. And so there you go. You've already cut like 3 days of the week that you potentially in London would be out.
Yeah.
So I think that's more, I think it's a lifestyle thing as well as obviously a price thing. Like I think your lifestyle is just different here. So then you spend less.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah, I think you've got to weigh it all up, Joe, and be like, this is the thing. I think, yeah, weigh it all up and see how you get on, because it might not be actually much cheaper, or you might be able to find, you know, an apartment, flat house, whatever, and that's a lot less. And then it means that you can have more of a lifestyle potentially in another city. But it honestly depends.
I'd agree. And also think about Europe, just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to live in like Amsterdam or something, but I have no idea. Yeah, yeah, I think that'd be so cool. Me and my little bicycle, that'd be fab.
Oh, I don't.
I don't think there's a need for a radio presenter with a Scottish accent in Amsterdam somehow.
Damn it.
Damn you. Yeah. But yeah, good luck, Joel. Let us know how you got on. It would be really good to get an update actually on that one. So thank you. And of course, thank you to you as well for listening to Extra Lippy. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope there was a little takeaway from that. Or maybe you're like screaming at the speaker right now, like, we've not mentioned your city. Sorry if we haven't. They're like, come to Cardiff.
Yeah, other cities are available.
We will be back on Tuesday next week. And of course, don't forget, please do subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff really helps us. And I know there's so many of you listening, so we just wanted to say a massive thank you.
Yes, thanks a lot, everyone. And if you want to follow us on our personal accounts, they are at Robin Richford with a Y or at Sophie H.L. Brown. And just remember to send any issues, dilemmas, whatever it is, send it into the podcast Instagram or contact at theloselipspodcast.com.
And we will see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.